Heidi and Frank show. Let's get Roy in here. Roy Wood Jr., friend of the show. He's been on the program before. Last time he was here, we were talking about the television show.
There he is.
Yes.
Sullivan
Roy.
And Son.
And I'm back.
And he's back.
How the hell are y'all?
We're good.
How are you doing?
I'm good, man.
We were devastated to hear the news about the show.
Well, you know what, man? The business is the business. It was a blessing to be a part of it. I tell people, don't be sad about it, man. I was on a TV show for 3 years.
Right.
That's good
Who
stuff.
Else can say
That's
that?
Literally like winning the lottery for 3 years.
You got it for 3 years. Frank and I had one episode, and then it was over.
Well, you know what? You'll still get those residual checks,
ooh,
I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Those
yeah.
episodes. Because even when you're canceled in the States, you still have to finish your international obligations.
Oh,
so how's the show
God.
Doing in the Philippines? Is it kicking ass?
Well, you know what? We're right behind Watch Me Kill This Chicken, which is the number one show in the Philippines. I'm sorry if that's racist. Is that the number one show in the Philippines? Watch Me Kill This Chicken?
If not, it should be. You should be a reality producer over there.
You know what? I got ideas. I'll pitch some stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
You probably do have ideas. I mean, do you have an idea for a television show? I mean, obviously, like I said, you did TV for 3 years. Have you come up with like a reality show idea or something off the wall?
The only modification I have to offer to existing television is that boxing should be until the knockout.
Thank you.
There's
I
no
agree,
limit
100%.
On rounds until someone it's, falls.
Well, I have two. In soccer, if a player is injured, play continues until there's a natural stoppage in play. So it's feasible that a guy could get hurt and still be on the ground for like literally 10 minutes straight before they can go out and check on him. I propose the same thing for football. Now, that way in tackle football, you ever seen a guy like just get his just blown unconscious?
And yeah.
Right.
Blatant concussion, obvious concussion, walking to the wrong sideline. Hey, man, where you going? The huddle's this way. Next play, hut, hut, let's go. A guy with a fresh concussion and then you pitch him the ball. You telling me that won't get a 20 share in most
he
markets?
He slam dunks it through the uprights. Like, no, it's football.
No, he's running the opposite direction.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what I truly do feel that. Like, I watch boxing now, and that's all you need to bring boxing back. It's just, that's why I love UFC.
That's
like,
right.
UFC, there's a guy, he has one eye. This dude has more eyes than you. He wins. There's
and
no
the
debating.
Ears.
Yeah, your ear is swollen or you get kicked in the next week.
The thing is about boxing, that's how it all began. I mean, they're saying like the longest boxing match ever was like something like over 100 rounds. Can you imagine watching that fight and seeing those two guys go out there? At some point, are they just dancing?
There's going to be a lot
just,
of hanging on,
is it just
on,
like the,
yeah.
the last couple at the dance and they're just hanging on each other and slowly? Come on, just yeah. somebody's
going
to collapse.
Going back to UFC, though, and because I love UFC and I always order all the fights. They give you 5 minutes if you get grazed in your balls or you get kicked. They give you 5 minutes. Do you
Together.
Think that it's like, you know what? No, you go on. It's UFC. It's Ultimate Fighter. Should you
No, but that's an illegal move. You can't just kick a
no,
guy
No, but sometimes
in the balls.
It's like an accident where you're kicking and fighting and you're not trying to do that. It's not intentional, but you grazed. You accident and they go to their knees and they get 5 minutes. Do you think they should have to fight through that?
I think that's fair because it's my balls, man.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
And at the end of this, I still want to be able to have kids, even if I can't remember their names. It's not fair. Not a street fight?
Yeah. That does
that place. Matter of fact, that's the first place I'm going. However, there should be a separate league. I like where you're going with this, Heidi. You have UFC, and you have, like, Tap Out and all those other, like, subsets of UFC. And then you just have one subset of UFC called Ball Punch.
Yeah.
And it's two dudes face-to-face, and you're bare-knuckle. You're bare-knuckle, raw dog, no shorts,
nope.
no nothing.
No padding. It's
skin on skin.
Okay.
And you just, both jab each other in the balls until one of you goes to a knee. First to a knee loses.
And there's strategy to this. You know it's true because like, you can either like try to go for like the full on hard jab, or you could go for that graze that could be even worse.
I'm going uppercut. I'm coming
uppercut,
underneath and pushing them up into the pelvis,
lifting. Do you remember the last time you actually got kicked in the balls or really hurt? Where you were like,
ninth grade Ramsey baseball ground ball. I bought the cheap cup. There's two types of male protective cups.
Okay.
Ones that protect the front and the kind that curve up underneath to cover. Like
The whole shebang.
Yeah, the whole shebang.
Got it.
Did not spend the extra $3. Wish I had.
Oof.
Baseball came directly underneath and literally, like, vertically hit upward, like, in the perfect spot. And they got pinched between the cup and my thigh.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, the ball's on the ground, and my coach is yelling, throw it to first!
Yeah, he has styrofoam cup. There's a coffee cup in it. Didn't do any good at all.
Face-to-face nut punch. But I got a feeling that's probably already a show in the Philippines. So.
Yeah, it's right
yeah,
behind.
Yeah, they do like all that freaky stuff. Right behind Watch Me Kill a Chicken.
Ball jam, followed by Watch Me Kill a Chicken.
And Sullivan and Son.
And then Sullivan and Son.
So, Roy, you don't even know from that Ramsey baseball, you don't even know if you can make children.
No, I don't know, but then I've also had 2 pregnancy scares in my life, so maybe those chicks were just lying.
Oh,
I don't know.
But yeah.
I
so
never
maybe
saw
that Ramsey...
ultrasounds or anything, no. So yeah, you're right. I probably should go get one of those
have it looked
fertility
at
tests.
Yeah, I mean, just to see. That could have been a game changer for
I
you.
Never had the, I never had the confidence to donate sperm because I was scared they were going to reject me.
They wouldn't reject you.
And I'd have, like, you know... like a complex
it'd
about
it.
Sitting
there, you're like, oh, it's been still sitting there.
This is spoiled.
6 vials still there.
They said, my buddy went and donated. They said they asked you like 40 questions about how crappy your life has been because no one wants crap sperm and I don't know. Like, now I'm second guessing.
If I'm just going by your picture, I would choose you because I'm thinking, oh, little mixed babies. Little mixed babies, like how cute they be.
Well, that's all fun and dandy.
But I don't know all your other stuff.
Well, they start asking you questions about your parents and your lineage. And was your grandma a prick? What about your dad. Did your dad finish college? What was his degree in? That's an irrelevant industry. Your dad's a dummy.
But I think everybody, I don't care if how good your sperm is, I think everybody had a grandma who was a prick.
Oh, yeah. My grandma was.
Yeah, yeah.
She loved me, but, you know.
Yeah.
I had bring these other kids around.
I had an honored grandma, too. Her voice was deeper than yours. I mean, it was deep. She's like, yeah. She drank past the ribbon, smoked cigarettes.
Oh, God. She's the one who gave you your first drink.
Tall Sammy, 4'10". Yeah, tough as nails. Tough as nails.
Yeah, my grandma used to, she used to get into it with her neighbors because she was an old school Mississippi Delta, and, you know, it's 100 degrees by 10 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So she did all of her yard work at 5 a.m. So needless to say, most of the neighbors are going, hey, jackass, please turn off your lawnmower. It's 5 a.m. To which my grandma would just reply over the bushes, it's 72 degrees. It's 72 degrees. And if you did work, you'd understand the difference.
Do you have good memories of growing up and Christmases and Christmas time? Does this remind you of this time of year of moments with your grandma?
I got a gift for you. That I bought someone. I, you know, it's one thing to be the one to get the bad Christmas gift. I was the bad Christmas gift giver. This is a perfect example.
But you thought it was good at the time. You're like, oh my God,
it was
so
perfect.
Good.
I was sitting there watching them open it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Excited.
Like, I want to see the look on your face. And I don't want to attack the women in the room, but she brought it on herself. Like, this is your fault that you got this gift. Take it back 2002.
Okay.
Every night, my girlfriend at the time and I were watching TV, you know, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, and those stupid ass Billy Blank's Tybo commercials would come on. Dude, Tybo, I'm a black guy with no shirt on. Don't you want to get muscles? And every time it came on, she goes, man, I've been meaning to order that. Man, I've been meaning to order that. Man, I've been meaning to order that. And that goes on for 4 months. So I go, all right. I'm not just going to get you one Tybo video. I'm going to get you the whole set. 14 VHS DVD. The whole abs, glutes, stomach, biceps, arms, all of that. I get it for her. She opens it. And says, why did you get me that? Because you've been meaning to order it. You don't get a woman exercise equipment. Well, then you should shut up when we're watching TV.
I did that same thing. I made the same mistake you did.
Her gift to me?
What was it?
$800 surround sound for my living room.
Oh, Roy.
Yeah. I felt so bad.
Oh,
But it's not a mistake. I made the same mistake you did because, this was years ago, too. The girl I was dating at the time was talking about, wanting to get back in shape. Women always complain about whatever condition they're in. They always need to be better.
And guys are fixers, so you're like, oh, I'll fix that.
It's like, hey, if you're going to, and this is when the Thighmaster, that Suzanne Summers Thighmaster came out. But then they also had Thighmaster and Buttmaster. And then once I was there and I was in the section, I was like, oh, yeah. And so
it
wasn't just
package.
The one gift where it's all the time Billy Blank's Tybo. No. It was, all right, what's next? And it was like, oh, it's the inflatable ball that you get on and do sit-ups. Oh, thanks. What's next? Oh, it's a jump rope. It's the grip, thing. Everything I bought. It was the worst idea. And her face is in front of her family. And so after every gift, they were just dying laughing. And she was
like, he has dug himself such a deep hole.
And it never got any better. So we all make that mistake. Hopefully people won't.
Right.
As far as lame gifts, I mean, that was an awesome gift she gave you. What's the worst gift that you ever received?
Hunger Games trilogy. Books.
Oh.
Like, literally, it was like, hey, I put no thought into this gift. I know we've been dating 5 months. I know you. Are you literate? Yeah, I can read. Here, books. And it's not that books were a bad idea, but it was one of those situations where I only read autobiographies for the most part. It's literally the only thing I read. Autobiographies, mm-hmm. biographies, and maybe a couple of self-help books.
Yeah.
Why are you buying me books about teenagers from the future having future problems?
I got to deal with my present problems. I can't think about somebody else's future problems.
There's three black people in the whole thing. You'd have been better off buying me Twilight, at least one of the black dudes, and that was badass. And had dreadlocks.
Do you remember that gift as a kid? Like, I remember that gift that I would see on TV, and I'm like, I got to have it. I got to have it. I want it. Oh, God, that's the only thing I want in the whole world. And that was a Snoopy snow cone machine.
Remember the Snoopy snow cone machine.
Oh, I was like, oh, my God, the kids and the thing that was shave ice, and they come with all these different little flavors.
I had that with my cousin. She had the Easy Bake Oven. We had a whole little business going in the house. Oh, nice.
Make a cookie that takes 30 minutes to bake.
I saw the Stretch Armstrong came back. He's doing a commercial right now inside of a car where he's like, look at all the arm room. And Stretch Armstrong. You've seen him? And like, he's back.
Stretch.
I remember him and I was like, I love Stretch Armstrong.
Of course.
And my cousin Donna, she was like 10 years older than me. I was a little kid. And she pushed her thumb into him and had a fingernail and basically murdered him. She stuck her fingernail right through his chest. And I was like, you bitch!
What's inside Stretch Armstrong? Do we find
it? It's just a weird gelatinous goo.
Mush, yeah.
Just like all guys.
You just feel a weird gelatinous
glue, isn't it?
Rub it.
Goo,
It was like a whitey, creamy substance.
It's kind of sticky and viscous.
Salty.
I had a girl get mad at me one time because I got a department store gift card.
Yeah, that sounds good.
But it was just some department store she didn't shop at. But the difference to me was negligible. It was like Macy's versus Dillard's or Macy's versus Nordstrom. Like, really? What? You know I don't shop there. I shop over here. Really?
Who cares? Oh.
You know I don't shop at Ralph's. I shop at Ralph's Fresh Fare. Really? Pardon me.
It is hard.
They say 10% of people have actually bought a gift for Christmas for somebody at a gas station. That's the last of the last minute is gas station.
Yeah, I've done gas station wine, but you dress it up with the gift bag from Walgreens. It makes a $5. You'd be surprised with tissue paper how it makes people appreciate horrible stuff.
Right. You're like, I got you a bottle of Barefoot Cabernet that was $2.99.
You know gas station wine, Barefoot is the sharp. Yeah,
and then you put it in like a nice little gift bag.
Mm-hmm. The presentation is.
It is.
And if you're really jazzy about it, put a spritz of perfume on the bag as well.
Oh, my God.
I'm
goodness.
Serious.
The tips women, from Roy Wood
the
Jr.
The gift, the smell of the gift. Ooh, there's something wrong. Beef jerky. Sorry.
Now, you got a show tonight as well, right?
Yeah. We're doing a comedy jam. It's the damn comedy jam. It's at the Lyric Theater, and it's a once-a-month show, and it's unique because it's just the comedians all going up doing comedy first. Then we all come back up and we do a rock music set. Like, everybody's already picked a song. We rehearse with the band, LMNOP. Josh Adam Myers is the host. Jim Jeffries is on the show tonight.
Oh, your buddy.
Todd Glass is on the show. Rory Scovel. I mean, we legitimately, I'll show you photos, man.
What do you play? Like,
I'm going to sing Taking Care of Business.
All right.
That's one of my old inspirational 80s rock ballads.
Taking care
the song list based on what your karaoke choice would be. It's like that's your karaoke choice as well. But yeah, it's like, this is live band.
Yeah, but they wanted us to legitimately pick something we could remotely try to sing for real. Of course,
you're not getting
a real rock show. I'm not. AC/DC.
All right, but you're trying. It's not like it's a joke.
Yeah, it's legitimately. Okay. We go up and it's a great time. Bill Burr did it last month. Adam Levine. I mean, it's been a wonderful,
cool.
Wonderful time.
You can get tickets by going to ticketfly.com for the show tonight. But then Roy is also going to be performing at the Brea Improv December 11th through the 14th and the Hollywood Improv on December 17th. And for those tickets, you just brea.improv.com or hollywood.improv.com at Roy Wood Jr. on Twitter. Thank you so much, man.
Thank y'all for having me.
Come back
this
anytime.
This was fun. Philippines, I love you.
We'll be right back. We're out of here, Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.